Good afternoon. I hope everyone's having a good weekend, and welcome to On the Docket. I'm Patricia Salkin, Dean of Touro Law Center in Central Islip. Every Sunday at this time, we will talk about current legal issues and how they affect you. Today, on the docket, we're going to talk about ongoing legal issues involved with rebuilding after Hurricane Sandy. I think it's fair to say that every resident of Long Island was impacted by the storm. The aftermath is still being felt in nearly every community. For many, the nightmare, the cleanup, and the fight to rebuild is far from over, and this is something I've seen firsthand. Right after the storm hit, we at Touro Law Center saw the destruction, and we knew we had to help. After opening up a hotline staffed with volunteer law students and attorneys to answer calls for immediate assistance, the volume was astounding, and Touro Law ratcheted up and created the first disaster law clinic in New York. Staffed by students and professors, the clinic began to immediately offer aid to Sandy victims. But almost a year and a half later, there's still so much to do and so much frustration across the island. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Long Island resident John Kamen, who was tasked by Governor Cuomo to lead the rebuilding effort. But first, I'd like to bring in Ben Rajat. He runs the Touro Law Disaster Clinic. His efforts and the efforts of the clinic have been profiled on television, in newspapers around the country, and he's received accolades from Senator Chuck Schumer for his efforts. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, Ben, let's just start with the days after the storm. What types of issues were you seeing at the clinic?
We are seeing a very broad range of issues that range from FEMA disaster assistance to landlord-tenant to insurance issues, contractor problems, and just a wide variety of other issues that come up when you have such a great disrupting event like this. For instance, people lost all their paperwork. They need to get new a driver's license or something like that. It didn't have the materials that the DMV usually requires. So it was a very broad range of issues.
So I imagine that people also had employment issues if they couldn't get to work and they needed to get their paychecks and whether or not they were entitled to compensation if it was impossible for them to get to work or if their employer closed.
Exactly.
And what about the property issues and downed trees and fences and all of those kinds of neighbor disputes?
There are a great many. We had our fair share. And over time, the issues began to coalesce and converge around, three or four, main sets of legal problems that people were facing. But certainly, in the early days of the storm and when I came in about 3 months to the day that Sandy made landfall, of course, law school was already helping people with the hotline 3 days after the storm. But even when I came in 3 months afterwards, there still was such a great range of issues, like you mentioned.
So what have been the biggest complaints from homeowners?
Well, the biggest issues that we're seeing now tend to revolve around first insurance, then contractor issues. And in some cases, there are some usually related mortgage issues. For instance, people who are living, who are still displaced, living off-site, and now have to pay rent on top of an already probably high mortgage payment.
So on the contractor issues, what are those? What are some of the stories about those? What have those been like?
Well, they usually involve, if not outright, concerns about fraud, substandard work. And so we have stories of, for instance, contractors going door to door, offering to do work, taking money, not doing it, not returning calls, not performing the work as promised, and then in some cases not providing the documentation that the people need, even when the work was done properly, so that they can get reimbursed by their insurance company.
So how do you track down these contractors and what kind of legal assistance can the clinic provide?
Well, with contractor disputes, those can be tricky because, like you said, you have to track these people down. If they are a licensed contractor, and a lot of times they aren't licensed, and, ironically enough, that winds up in some aspects limiting your options. But if there's a if there are a licensed contractor, there are things that can be done through the state county of consumer the county office of consumer affairs has a program that pulls in licensed contractors to essentially get a mediated settlement or outcome. If they're unlicensed, there are court options that are available. There's a pretty expansive protocol that we can help people walk through that protocol with them if they're having contractor problems.
So I imagine the bulk of your time has been spent on insurance issues with private insurance and FEMA issues. Can you talk about some of those and to maybe give people an insight into what they could do if they need assistance?
Sure. And that's exactly the problems that the main problem that we're facing now. And I think, you know, a lot of the other problems that we're seeing or issues that we're seeing, you know, even the contractor issues are really rooted in large part to the insurance problems that people are facing. If you haven't been paid enough on your insurance policy, you're essentially trying to put, you know, a square peg into a round hole in rebuilding your house. You don't have enough money to build it back to the way even it was beforehand. And so you're trying to find people who will essentially do it on the cheap. You know, that creates some contractor issues. So the going back to insurance, you know, the greatest problem that we've seen in Nassau and Suffolk County has been on the flood insurance side. On the homeowner insurance side, so that's for wind or rain damage as opposed to flood, you know, the most homeowner policies, I'd say all of them, every one that I've seen carves out flood damage, so you need a separate flood policy. But on the wind or rain side, there's, you know, a really wonderful program that the state set up. So if you are having an insurance dispute that involves a homeowner policy or even a business policy for wind or rain damage, and you're not able to negotiate a settlement directly with the insurance company, you can simply request a mediation. The mediation is through the American Arbitration Association, which is a great, you know, neutral body. And the insurance company is required to send a representative that has authority to settle on the spot with a check in hand, so that you go in, you don't need a lawyer, you go in, you bring all your evidence, and that usually results in a settlement that everybody, you know, can live with.
Do people need help getting all of their evidence together to go in? You said they don't need an attorney to help them, but how about knowing what you actually need to bring with you?
They definitely need some help, and I think one of the lessons from Sandy is, and this is very true in Long Island, that it takes a village. And so what are some things that people can do going into the mediation program? What we tell them is we want to see, and this is the same for flood insurance, we're trying to get, you know, payments from the flood insurer. There are some very basic things that you can do. We want to see before and after pictures, okay? So what the house looked like before, what it looked like after. And then for after, not just right after Sandy, but also in the process of the tear out of the reconstruction, we want to see the work that's being done. This gets back to the contractor point, and so this now we're in kind of a catch-22 sometimes, but you know, if there was an underpayment, you know, that really becomes a fact issue that requires some level of expertise. And so, for instance, we've had people with roof damage. We tell them you're going to need to get a roof contractor to come out there and talk about how extensive the damage was and what it's going to take to fix and that cost. So you really need two forms of evidence here, two forms of documents. You need photographs before and after, and you need some form of, you know, narrative description of the damage. Pointing to the fact that the damage was caused by Sandy, what no evidence that it was pre-existing, and the cost to fix it.
And so is the clinic now starting to file lawsuits over FEMA policies?
We are, and flood insurance has been by far the greatest segment of need that we've seen out in Nassau and Suffolk County. Some of that actually has been mitigated a great deal by the New York Rising program. And without New York Rising, you know, being there and doing the work that it's doing, I'd say It's fair to speculate that the number of lawsuits in the Eastern District of New York, that's a federal court that's hearing them, would probably be double or even triple of what they are right now. But there still are, you know, a significant number of flood insurance disputes. I believe the number is about 800. We have some of those. We filed some of them. We're still filing some of them for people because, you know, they've hit walls negotiating with the insurance company and they have deadlines coming up.
So thanks, Ben. We'll talk more about New York Rising in the next segment. Please stay with us because coming up after this short break, we're going to talk with John Kamen, special advisor on Superstorm Sandy relief to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Stay with us. You're listening to On the Docket with Torah Law Dean Patricia Salkin on 103.9 LI News Radio. Welcome back to On the Docket. This is Patricia Salkin, and I'm here with Professor Ben Rajat, head of the Disaster Relief Clinic at Torah Law Center. And we're thrilled to have John Kamen joining us to talk more about the Hurricane Sandy rebuilding process. John is the special advisor on Superstorm Sandy relief to Governor Andrew Cuomo and a resident of Long Island. John, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you for squeezing us into your busy schedule.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks. First of all, can you tell us about your role in the Hurricane Sandy rebuilding?
Yeah, this is an interesting organization that was created, New York Rising. It's something that was born 6 months after the storm, and the governor has asked me to come on board and act as the special advisor to the governor, helping to coordinate or coordinating Long Island. So it's a statewide organization. It's funded from HUD dollars through New York State, and my role is to focus on Long Island, although I work out of the city and I'm engaged in other things as well, but my primary focus is to coordinate Long Island for New York Rising.
So what are the different component parts of the New York Rising program?
Well, there's a series of programs that have been put together. The one that's receiving a lot of attention right now, of course, is the Housing Recovery Program, where we are facilitating the distribution of dollars to folks whose home was damaged or destroyed. We also have a small business program. We have a rental program, a mortgage assistance program where people who are out of their homes and trying to make ends meet, we will cover either their mortgage or their rental costs, whichever is less, but to get them through this ordeal, and we'll cover that for 20 months. We also have a community reconstruction program, which is a whole nother area of what we focused on, and that is how do we come up with dollars to invest or reinvest in local Long Island communities in a way that helps those communities mitigate the potential damage from future storms by either building seawalls or dunes or improving infrastructure or creating some other unique way to or interesting or effective way to protect their community from a storm down the road. And so that community reconstruction program has been developing through a planning process, a visioning process, and that's going to be getting a lot more attention in the coming months.
So it sounds like you've been working with individuals and you've also been working with local governments and community groups?
That's exactly right.
And so from your assessment, how is the rebuilding process going?
Well, it's a challenging program. You know, as I said earlier, you know, we come into existence 6 months after the storm hits, which means people are already out of their home, frustrated, need help, and we were born well after. They're already very frustrated and well into this ordeal. That being said, we spent the next 6 months growing our organization, bringing in talent, learning our craft in a sense, understanding the rules, applying HUD rules and state rules and everything else that needs to be incorporated into the decisions and distribution of dollars. And we're now at a point in New York State, certainly in the Long Island area, of distributing hundreds of millions of dollars. And so in that sense, it's been a long time coming for those who need the money, but it is here. And so we've distributed $108 million to reimburse people who've spent some money working on their home. We're now giving another $160 million out for people who are rebuilding their home, and that's only a down payment on the money that they're going to get. And then we have another tranche of money, well over $100 million, that's going to go to people over the next few weeks, starting in the next few weeks, for acquiring their homes where they can then move and get compensation for their home. So in the sense that we're actually out there and spending money and hundreds of millions of dollars are now being distributed, it's a good place. On the other hand, there are many people out there that are still stuck and they're in a bad place and need to get to the finish line or need to get to a better place, and we're going to really continue working with them to make that happen.
So how do people access the kinds of assistance that you provide? How do they reach out to you? Are you on Long Island? Are they calling a phone number? How do they get to those dollars?
People need to sign up for our program, the New York Rising program, and obviously meant thousands upon thousands have signed up. They go to New York Rising website. They will fill out the form right on the website. They can come into one of our seven caseworker intake centers, and they'll help you fill out the form if you need that kind of assistance. And once we do that analysis, meaning that we'll do an inspection of the property, assess what kind of damage your property has, what program you fit into, you're in our program. Now, the program has been open for some time now, and the housing recovery portion will be shutting down at some point. We have not shut it down. I understand that New York and New Jersey have both shut down, the city have shut down theirs, but we're still open. So if someone's out there and they have not yet filled out or the application, they need to get into the program as soon as they can.
So what is the backlog or the time frame that it takes for people once they reach out through the website and request assistance, and in order for them to talk to a caseworker and have the inspection done and know whether or not they're qualified for the program?
Well, if they do it today, it's actually pretty quick. You know, if you did it 3 months ago, it might have taken you several months. But because of there was just thousands of people and we were building our program. But at this point, we're fully staffed and operational. So if someone comes in today, they'll have a caseworker within a day or so, and we'll do an inspection within a week or so. But within a couple of weeks, we'll be on site doing the analysis, and within another week or so, it'll be into our computer system, and we'll be calculating what the amount is that you're eligible to receive from New York Rising. There is a huge amount of information that goes into that calculation, though. So if you received insurance proceeds, or you took an SBA loan, or you had some charitable contributions, we need to deduct those. You can only get paid once for any repair. In other words, we can't pay you twice for the same repair. And so we need to do a duplication of benefits analysis. And so that takes a couple weeks because we need to talk to the insurance company and document the amount of money you may have received and deduct that from whatever you would receive from us. We're just filling the gap between what you were given from other agencies, flood insurance programs, and other such things, and what you need to finish the process. We also have to verify benefits, which means we have to do a title search, and we have to make sure that all the deed holders, all the names on the deed are part of this application or are aware of what's going on. And so we need to do an historical search and an environmental analysis. But again, that's now taking a couple weeks as opposed to months. So if you call in today, if you sign up today, literally within a couple weeks, you're going to have your inspection. You'll be well into the process. And again, we have thousands of people that are now hearing from us, and they've been asked to come in and collect their checks and you know, move forward on the program.
That's great. So, you know, thousands of people and filling the gap in the time frame down to a couple of weeks. What kind of team do you have working with you?
Well, thank God now we have a full, we're fully staffed. So there's about 60 or 70 of us working out of the city, basically, is where our headquarters are, our offices are. We've taken a floor in one of the state buildings. A lot of talented people, smart people. People have worked in various areas of government or the private sector. Some people have worked in Louisiana or Mississippi or Iowa, you know, handling other national disasters. So it's a very well-rounded, smart, and dedicated team of managers. We then have a series of consultants who we hired, which are vendors that work storms. So we brought one in who hired 200 caseworkers, local people that get hired and trained, and they become the caseworkers that assist all the applicants that come into our program. We've also hired engineering firms that do the construction analysis. So the person who does the environmental inspection or the initial inspection to determine what the value of your damage to your home is, there's 100 or so of them, and we got them through DASNY, the State Dormitory Authority, and Liro, and some other local engineering companies that actually have a national platform have come in and brought in a lot of talented people to do these inspections. And so there's a huge amount of people working on this, although, you know, on a statewide perspective, there's 60, 70 of us that are really focused on the policy and the implementation of the program. And then we have our support staff and consultants and vendors that are providing the rest.
Right, that sounds great that things are staffed up and moving efficiently. What do you think is the single greatest problem or the greatest challenge that you're facing right now?
It's managing expectations. You know, people, nobody is used to this ordeal. You know, and I speak about this fairly often, and, you know, I explain to people that in our life, this has never happened in our lifetime, you know, where the federal government has come in with this type of largesse and starts distributing hundreds of millions, billions of dollars to people who are survivors and who have suffered from a devastating storm. People have received flood insurance before. We've had FEMA money come and help for various crises. But never have we been the subject of disaster recovery in this type of framework. And we may never again. You know, we might not have a storm next week, next month, next year. But on the other hand, we may never have a storm of this magnitude. And so managing expectations when people don't really understand how to process this and understand what it is that we actually do. You know, we're not an insurance company. We don't provide the money that you lost. We're trying to help this region get back on its feet by providing the individual homes and businesses with the support financially that they need to rebuild, but it's not necessarily exactly what they lost. So we're not allowed to rebuild your deck or your pool or do your landscaping or cover other costs that you might think are automatically eligible or should be eligible. Really is a challenge for our clients, our customers, our residents to understand and appreciate, although they do, and most people do get it.
Thanks, John. And just as a reminder, if you need assistance from the state of New York, contact the New York Rising website. And if you're still having issues related to Superstorm Sandy, please don't hesitate to get help from the Toro Law Center Clinic. Ben Rajat, how can they contact you?
We're having weekly walk-in clinics generally at the law school. The dates and times vary. It depends on when we can line up a few attorneys to be present. But they are announced on our website, which is disasterlaw.wordpress.com.
So we're in this together. So don't feel like you have to take on this battle alone. I want to thank Professor Ben Rajat from the Toro Law Center Clinic for being with us today, as well as John Kamen from the New York Rising Program. And don't forget, On the Docket airs every Sunday at 4:30 on 103.9 LI News Radio. So until next Sunday, have a terrific week.